When I was in my early 40s, I took my mother, along with my friend Janice, who was my age, to Nashville, Tennessee. We had taken Mom to Tennessee to visit family and relatives. She was born on top of the mountain. And we wanted to visit Nashville. So there we were in the bar restaurant right downtown. You have to imagine it was one of the olders with the wood tables, and you know, you just felt like you were there. And in walked this woman, who at the time we thought was old. She was probably in her 70s, mid-70s. And she had on what we called Daisy Dukes back then. Very short shorts. And she had on a tight little shirt that clung to her with that went down with the ruffles around, all the way around, and it came off the shoulders. And she had on Dolly Parton hair. And so Janice and I commented to each other about how tacky she looked. And my mother looked at us and said, "Now, girls, she thinks she looks good. You shouldn't be talking about her." So Janice turns to me and says, "Well, not a look I choose for myself." And it was that judgment, a reminder of how quickly we are in judgment about others and how we have our own set of rules that we think people should follow. Now, there was no reason for us to really be talking about her. She probably did think she looked good, and the man with her certainly did. He was really, seemed very pleased to be on her arms. So, you know, what are we to do? That, you know, we have these rules we think we have to live by. And for us, they may make sense. Well, that's what happened. You know, the Pharisees and the scribes came, and there they were eating, the disciples. These people had left everything and were following Jesus. And who knows what they had been doing and the crowds and everything. So they finally get to eat. And what? Somebody has to complain that they didn't wash their hands. Because that was their rule. And, you know, in a lot of ways it makes sense. Somebody today was talking about they were in the service and they had to do all these exercises and they went straight to the chow line. Nobody stopped them to eat, you know, wash hands. They, you know, by that point I think they were probably grateful to have food. So we have these rules. And Jesus said, you know, be careful. Be careful about being in judgment of others. And I think we do it so naturally. Just happened the funeral of Aretha Franklin. Ariana Grande came to sing her song, the song about a woman. And they complained. Her dress was too short. She had a little black short dress, which was very in for that age group, and especially for a singer. And they criticized her that her skirt was too long, and she should know in black churches you have to wear your skirts to your knees. How would she know? And what is this criticism doing? We want young people to come to church. What is that criticism going to do, not only to her, but to the followers? To people that say, dressed as we are, we're not welcomed. It's judgment. It's our rules that sometimes trip us up. Where we sit in church. God forbid that somebody would sit in my space, because that's my seat. Nobody knows that rule other than you and those of us that come regular enough to know where you are. In fact, once in a while, somebody moves and it throws me off because I'm used to seeing you at certain spots. But again, it's about judgment and it's about our rules. And one of the things that Jesus is saying, hey, quit looking outward. Stop looking at what others are doing. Look inside for a change. See what you're doing. See if you're living the life that I ask you to live. Said that where we come, it comes from our heart. The evilness comes from our heart. It doesn't come from what we eat. So he said, the evil intentions look. And he named them fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, I had to look it up, which is greed for wealth or for material gain. And I think that's one, we call it greed, that we strive so hard for material things that we forget to live from a place of spirit, that we're always out there reaching for the more at cost to others. And I don't think we do it necessarily with bad intentions. Sometimes we justify it because we have to provide for our families. But you know, 3 cars and 4 boats may be a little expensive. You know, how much do we need? How much do we really need? And wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, which is bad morals, envy, slander, pride, folly. You know, these are the words he used, but we know what is right and what is wrong. However, once in a while we get in trouble. St. Catherine of Siena wrote, "But sometimes a temptation comes under the pretext of virtue. And this temptation is more difficult than any other to recognize as such. Only the humble recognize it and cannot be deceived by it. And here is the pretext of virtue that the devil presents. Suppose he finds us ignorant and lacking in the virtue of humility or true self-knowledge, still imperfect and not knowing ourselves sufficiently. Even though we may have begun to desire God and show signs of virtue, he lets us see things about our neighbors, spiritually as well as materially. And then the devil blows with the wind of rash judgment, that we begin to judge others. When I was studying to be a spiritual director, we were taught about Ignatian spirituality. And in Ignatian spirituality, you are encouraged that every evening, before you go to bed, you do a self-examination of conscience. You look to where you may have failed in the day, the things that you did wrong or the things you did right, so that you can really examine within you what needs to be changed. Where was I in judgment of others? Where may I have let greed overtake me? Where have I done things that I know is not right?" And that's what Jesus is reminding us. Don't look outward. Start looking inward for what you need to change. Because it's that, as you change and as you live a godly light, that's when your light shines. And that is what draws others to you, to the Christ within you. As we look at how do we grow church, it's about people seeing the God. That God lives here. God lives within each one of us. And it's that light that we want to shine so others are drawn to the light. And that's what inspires them to be better. I remember reading years ago when I was found a little quote. It says, "When you see something in me that I don't see, it's that which makes me become that. It wakes us up to who we are." So this gospel reading is a reminder. Wash your hands, don't wash your hands. Don't worry about what other people are doing, but be the light that inspires them to change. Be that light within ourselves that inspire us to change and be the best we can be. That's what God wants for us. Jesus gave us 2 commandments, to love God and to love our neighbor. He didn't add, "And judge them whenever you want to." Amen.